was thinking this week, one of my brothers, when we were little, he used to love to torment me. One of the ways he would do it, he would, you're adopted. He used to tell me that all the time. Oh, you're adopted. And you know, maybe I'm the only one here, but there's been times in my life, especially like, say, Thanksgiving, and you have all the family around, you look around the table, and I start to think, maybe I am adopted. I've never wished it, but my brother Rick, though, he and I, we get on the phone, it's scary. I mean, even my Dana, she's working in nursery this morning, she'll tell you that it's just really scary when we get around each other. There's no question that I'm not. If I'm adopted, we're both adopted because we're too much alike. But you know, it's interesting, as much as a torment that was as a child to be told, oh, you're adopted. As an adult, as a Christian especially, I have a whole different appreciation of adoption. Although I wasn't adopted into my natural, my blood family, I am adopted into the family of God. What a great, wonderful praise that is, that each of us have been chosen by the God of the universe, selected and adopted and made joint heirs, fellow believers with Christ our Lord and Savior. We've been looking at the gifts of Christmas over the past few weeks, and this week the gift is the gift of adoption. We've looked at the gift of expectancy, that we can seek Christ and we will find Him as the shepherds sought Him in the manger. We can seek Him. He is there. He will be found. We can wait and know that He is returning. We've looked at the gift of grace, that undeserved favor, that what we get that we don't deserve, His love, His forgiveness, His mercy. We've looked at the gift of reconciliation, that the relationship that was severed because of sin has been restored and renewed, and that we have been given the ministry of reconciliation to bring that message of Christ and hope to the world around us, that even in our broken human relationships, with the power of Christ, we can seek reconciliation. And this morning, as I said, it's going to be the gift of adoption. And we have another video that we're ready to show, and this is going to introduce the gift of adoption. There's a moment just before the mother in the video picks up her child. It's three words. She explains that her husband and her had resigned themselves to a life of never being parents. Then she smiles and she says, but it wasn't. She thought that's the way it was going to be. We decided that's just the way it's going to be. And she says, but it wasn't. We accept things too easily. We look out at the news and out our window and we think, well, that's just the way it's going to be. Some might say it is what it is. It's an ism. God whispers, but it's not. We might think that after the life I've lived, after all the ways I've messed up, all the things I've done, I'll never be a part of anyone's family again, especially God's family. That's it. I'm done. I'm out. But it isn't. Jesus came at a time when people, according to scriptures, were living in darkness. Imagine living in a time where the government could demand everybody up, everybody move, hit the road, line up, and be counted. Imagine you get a notice in the mail saying, you've got to go to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles and re-register your license. It's not just a drive across town. It's a trip, a journey that's going to take months. And oh, by the way, you've got to fork the cost up. You've got to pay for your travel, your lodging, your meals along the way. And then when you get there, you've got to stand in line till your number comes. On that first Christmas, and in the middle of all the darkness and all the stress, was a pregnant girl who knew differently. Everything about that night and the Christmas story points to love. So does our video this morning. There's a verse in 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, John tells us this: see what kind of love the Father has given to us, to you, that we should be called children of God, and so you are. In this verse, John openly tells you that God has given you a great gift of being a child of the God of the universe, one who created all life, who holds all life together, who sustains all lives, calls you a son, a daughter, his own. How utterly amazing that is. The God of the universe would make you his own child. And that verse in 1 John, the original language, not only communicates this as a fact, but also demands that we take a deep and joyful look at just how miraculous and wonderful that is. God loves you. You are now part of the family of God as a child. That this should cause enthusiasm and an outward celebration, but it also brings an inner peace that surpasses all human understanding. It comes with a sense of security, of belonging to the God of the universe and to his family. Last week, Linda shared in her testimony a little bit about time spent with her son and daughter-in-law around the Christmas tree and just the love and the joy that's being shared. And there's two children who are foster kids and experiencing that love and that place of security and that someone cares about them. I've thought about that all week, and what a marvelous picture. There is a God, there is a Father, there is a place that is safe, that I am loved, that you are loved. Unfortunately, we see all around us broken families. Families where love is conditional. Families where there is no security, rest, or peace. Seems like there's nothing but fighting and uproar. Families who have not experienced or received the love of Christ, so they've never learned how to love as Christ. God demonstrated at Christmas by offering the Christ child as the gift to those who would receive him what this love is all about. If you would, I want to ask you to turn to the Gospel of John, Genesis, Exodus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, John chapter 1. We're going to pick up at verse 12. Here in the Gospel of John, John begins his Gospel by telling of the beginning of the Savior's work on earth. He shares about the relational benefits that come to all who receive this gift of Christmas. John chapter 1, verse 12, picks up this way. And all who did receive him, that is Christ Jesus, who all in faith received him, believed in him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John is talking about this great gift of adoption that is based on God's love for us and is offered to us and received through faith because of his great grace. The word adoption doesn't show here in John, but it's used often in the New Testament, especially among Paul's writing. The Apostle Paul uses the word adoption a number of times to describe this new relationship that we have as sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father. This word adoption also signifies a change in your relationship, your relational status, as now being part of the family of God, a child of God. And because of his great love, God has adopted us all. We are adopted into love. We are adopted into grace. His love protects you, gives you security and an inner peace you need to embrace and to be embraced by his love, his joy in this broken and temporary world. The first time that Paul uses the word adoption is actually in Romans. In fact, go ahead, turn over John, Acts, Romans, a couple books over to Romans chapter 8. Paul's writing to the believers in Rome. He's already talked about our need for salvation and how we are justified by faith in Christ. Now he's beginning to build on that theme in Romans chapter 8. Pick up in verse 14 where Paul writes this. Romans 8:14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, and I can say as daughters, by whom we cry, Abba, Daddy. the most intimate and dearest relationship a child and a father can have. Daddy, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness to our spirit that we are children of God. Verse 17 goes on, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him. Paul is reminding the Christians there in Rome and reminding you this morning that when you became a follower of Jesus Christ, you received the Holy Spirit into your life and you received the gift of adoption into the family of God by His grace. And not only has there been a change that you are now a son or daughter of the King of the universe, but you have also become a rightful heir with Christ. That means you now share in all the rights and privileges, all the inheritance that are Christ, because you are a part of the family. In the video, the mother reads a verse that she found in the Advent calendar, and it says, God has chosen me. I need to stop and think about that. Let the Word of God hear your, penetrate your heart. God has chosen you. God has chosen you. You are chosen. I am chosen. God has chosen you. God has adopted you and brought you into His family and made you an equal co-heir with His Son, Jesus Christ. Pours out all His blessings and love on you. This is who you are. This is God's family. This is what it means to be a child of God, to be loved, given grace, and to be an heir with Christ. Where there is God, where there is Jesus, there is family. God has an adoption plan. God says, maybe you feel unwanted. Maybe you feel insecure, in need of peace. Come to me. I've got you. You're mine. God takes us all. God takes you because He loves you. He loves you. Paul will say in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 through 6, that God has chosen us in Him, in Christ, before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purposes of His will. It was a will, it was a choice, it was a decision that He acted on and had a plan and set it out before the world even came about, that He was going to pursue you and choose you and provide a way for you and bring you into His family and just pour out His love on you to the praise of His glorious grace with which He has blessed us in the Beloved. It is God who has done this great work of adoption, making us His children. It is not something that we have done or could do on our own. I find it interesting that the word that Paul uses over and over again for adoption comes not from a religious word. It's a secular word from his time. It's actually a legal term. As I began to think about that this week, it helped me grasp this ideal of this new status that we now share as co-heirs in Christ. Likely comes from Roman law, not Jewish law. In the Roman law, the one being adopted was removed from his previous family, state, and placed in a brand new relationship as the son of his new father, and thus new family. If the son had any debt in the previous family, those debts would be canceled, wiped out. And a brand new life with a clean slate was part of the benefit of being adopted. This adopted son was now under the control of his new father and responsible to the new father only. A newly adopted son would be formally recognized as a new son in the family and a rightful heir, equal to the blessings and rights and responsibilities. The new father's estate, just as if he was a blood relative. Although a human father often would have adopted someone from a similar social class of his own, God the Father adopts believers in order to move them up into a new status so that they can attain what they never could have attained on their own. As adopted sons and daughters, we now are lifted up to a new family status and made co-heirs with Christ. Paul sums this whole ideal of adoption up well in Galatians chapter 4. In Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7, Paul writes this. He says, when the fullness of time had come, when it was all the plans, all the preparations, and all the workings from the foundation of the world, when it all had come and lined up in place, God sent forth His Son, born of a virgin, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Paul captures the true meaning of Christmas. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a virgin, to redeem us and adopt us as His own. When we receive this gift of adoption that came at Christmas and put our faith and hope and trust in Jesus to forgive us of our sins, as He becomes our Lord and Savior, then we have inner peace. We have a peace with God, and a peace knowing that we are not only saved from sin and death, Satan and hell, but we are also have peace knowing that we are secure in the family of the Heavenly Father who loves us unconditionally and with a perfect kind of love. That's the nature and character of our Heavenly Father. He will never turn away from us. He always takes us in as His own. The psalmist says in Psalm 27, verse 10, even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will take me in. But we might think we're alone. We might think that a broken heart is a permanent thing. We accept in our hearts that this is just the way it's going to be. But it isn't. God calls. He says, come here, sit at my table, hold my hand, be surrounded by your new family. The mother in the video reads a verse that she found in the Advent calendar, and it says, God has chosen me. God has chosen you. You are His adopted child, and He wants you. You don't have to settle for the darkness in this world. You can shine for Christ and reach others with the love of Christ and tell people it isn't so. This is who you are. This is God's family. This is what it means to be a child of God. And perhaps this Christmas is the time when you acknowledge God and He has adopted you into His family as one of His children. Perhaps this is the Christmas you consider following in your Heavenly Father's footsteps. You move towards demonstrating the love of God to another person by becoming an adoptive parent of a child who needs a place to belong, a family to call their own. Perhaps this is the year that you adopt a grandparent or an extra aunt and uncle and invite them over for dinner at Christmas. Perhaps this is the Christmas to celebrate your gift as adopted child of the King as you consider giving the gift of funding or helping a family with adoption and the cost of that. How will you celebrate this gift of Christmas called adoption this year? However you choose to celebrate this gift, do it with a heart that is filled with love, that leads to a deep and abiding peace for you and for your family, whoever they are. Who is God calling you to adopt? Father, most gracious God, we praise You. We thank You that we are now, through Your Son, Jesus Christ, and His great gift to us, made joint heirs with Him, fellow members of the family of God, sons and daughters of the King of the universe. Lord, we know that around us there are those who still are in the darkness, who are still separated from You, who don't know the love. Give us eyes to see those people around us. Give us a heart to love them. Give us the hands and the will to act lovingly towards them. They may come to know the body of Christ, the love of Christ, the family of God. They may be introduced and brought in, adopted in to this new family. We praise You and thank You. In Christ's name, amen.